First Nations Cable and Solo Cable Solutions are nearing the end date for its fiber optic internet project, allowing Six Nations residents the opportunity to have access to fiber optic internet if desired. First Nations Cable President Jeff Thomas provided an update to Six Nations Elected Council during the November 25th General Council meeting. Thomas says the project, which originally had a deadline to be completed by the end of 2025 but was extended to March 2026, is around 80% done, and he outlined which areas of the community are still in need of the fiber optic lines to be installed and to have houses and residents in those areas hooked up for service.
We're in the middle of a fiber optic project, which should be completed at the end of this year. We solicited UBF fund, and they helped us build this project. We'll get into the map that we gave you. So we're probably about 80% done with our project. There's roughly about 15-20% of pipe that still has to be put into the ground. Sixth line, seventh line. A small piece of Onondaga Road, Cougar Road between 6th and 7th, and Oneida. And then a small part up along 54 that goes through Pauline Johnson's over to Painter Road. So that's what's left. It has to be plowed yet.
Thomas explained that while the project is nearly completed, he says residents are still encouraged to complete the registration form to have houses hooked up for access to the fiber internet, and that if registration is not completed before March 2026, residents will need to pay personally for hookups at a cost between $500 and $1,200, as opposed to free hookups currently.
We've gotten probably about 700 service wires in the ground. Our biggest problem with that is getting permission to go on people's property. A lot of the potential customers are band members. One of the things that we're finding is that, it's the Indian way, I guess, is nobody's filling these forms out. So last minute, everybody's coming at us now. They want us to do all this. If we don't do it and we don't claim it through the UBF, what's going to happen is they're looking at anywhere from a $500 to $1,200 install. This is free right now, and it's critical. We've been knocking on doors. We've been advertising. We've been leaving information packages, our websites. We've been doing everything, and still nobody's, I shouldn't say nobody, but probably about 50% of the Ben membership isn't responding to it.
Councillor Audrey Pellis-Bonberry hopes that more advertising for the project can be done to spread the word and make sure residents have the opportunity to register.
I'd like to see more advertising in the papers, both local papers.
Mm-hmm.
And I'd like to see something in everybody's mailbox, because some people don't get out, some people don't have technology, some people can't drive. So we're going to try and hit them as much as we possibly can.
When asked if weather could affect the deadline of the project, Solo Cable Solutions COO Troy Sider says he believes his and Thomas's team should not be too affected with the current temperatures being experienced, and that cable will still be able to be laid until approximately January.
Depending on how much it dries down to the ground, but the temperatures we've had now, I don't see any issues with. Probably not until January, if there's enough frost there. But we can still put in probably 6 to 8 inches if there's frost there. That's usually not an issue. We don't like to do it as much with the frost, because it then heaves it up and makes a little more restoration. But the frost doesn't slow us down that much.
Thomas says the project's extension to March will allow houses to continue to be hooked up for service with fiber internet, and that minor installations to bury the cable lines can be done in the spring.
Yes, it's mainly for the service wires to bury up to the homes, because we only bury that 8 inches deep, so it doesn't take much for us to shut that down. So, but we can still hook up people and just lay it on the ground, go back in the spring and plow them in. So that's what the game plan is.
Thomas stressed that some residents have declined to be hooked up for service with the belief that they need to use the fiber internet, but he says he's encouraging residents to still have the fiber cable laid and be buried up to the house for free for future considerations.
It's a fact that if they don't respond at all, you know, and there's a lot of elders that aren't taking the service, and we're trying to tell them, you don't have to take the service, just let us bury it to the side of your house, you know, and down the road if you want the service, that's fine. But if we have to bury a line in, then you're looking at a major expense that you wouldn't have, and, you know, under these circumstances.
Six Nations Elected Council heard the presentation from First Nations Cable and Solo Cable Solutions during the November 25th General Council meeting and accepted it as information. I'm Andrew Dow, and this news story is brought to you by the Local Journalism Initiative, which supports the creation of original civic news.